Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, December 20, 2023. The first secretary of the Communist Party of Cuba and president of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, highlighted on Tuesday the conviction of strengthening the municipal structure as the fundamental basis of the administration. During his speech before the deputies of the Economy Commission of the Cuban Parliament, he emphasized the need to advance in the decentralization of powers and competences and stressed that municipalities must believe in their capacity to be the managers of the development of their territories. The dignitary emphasized the importance of taking advantage of the powers of the municipalities in articulating territorial development strategies, reconciling them with the state's plan and budget. He pointed out the need to develop solid productive systems and resize the entrepreneurial system, even if the companies have state mandates at the provincial or national level. Cuba still does not have the expected results of the foreign investment, despite the decision to ramp up the participation of that sector in the country's economic and social development. This was stated by the First Deputy Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment, Ana Teresita González, as she spoke out at the Economic Affairs Commission. González pointed out that there is a clear diagnosis of the problems and shortcomings that hinder the progress of the foreign investment, so efforts should focus on taking the proposed actions for their solution. The deputy minister reminded that the industry is posing several challenges, among which are the effects of the U.S. blockade, high volumes of retained payments, deficit of construction materials, as well as the aftermath on the fuel supply. The Cuban Parliament unanimously approved a declaration in support of the cause of the Palestinian people and condemning the crimes of the Israeli regime. The deputies ratified the text that expresses indignation at the genocide against the people of Palestine, which highlights the failure of the current international order to prevent this massacre. It also condemns the murder of thousands of Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, 70% of them children and women, as a result of indiscriminate bombings since last October 7. The text repudiates the attacks of the Zionist regime against hospitals, schools, refugee camps, and the United Nations Center in blocks, homes, and other civil infrastructure, as well as deprivation, food, electricity, and the blockade of humanitarian aid to the Gaza population. It also denounces the deliberate murder of dozens of press professionals, constitute serious violations of international humanitarian law, international law, and war crimes and crimes against humanity. The Cuban deputies also criticized the responsibility and complicity of the United States government with this genocide by obstructing the action of the Security Council through the undemocratic and obsolete power of veto to protect the excesses of the Israeli government. Cuba foresees an export volume of $9,700 million for 2024, a figure higher than the estimate for 2023, but still lower than what was achieved in 2019. The Minister of Economy, Alejandro Gil, reported when speaking in the second period of sessions. Regarding tourism, he reiterated the goal of reaching 3,100,000 visitors in 2024, which will represent an increase of 27% compared to the estimate for 2023. Hill indicated that this expected figure for the coming year would be equivalent to 73% of what was registered in 2019. So there is still potential and reserve for the growth of the sector, which impacts the entire chain of the economy. The report indicated that national production for domestic consumption and export was affected during the year by the fuel deficit and lack of inputs. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.